The Figgy Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It is time for the Biggie Show. Now, I'm just letting all my listeners know, I'm sorry, but this is my second to last show. I will have one more show next Wednesday from 6 to 7. And that will be my final show. I may be on next semester with some friends, but as of now, I do not know. But once again, this is Biggie's second to last show. Just letting you guys all know. Alright? And those of you just tuning in, you are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Now, for those of you wondering, I didn't have a show for the past 2 weeks. And they were due, actually, to the following reasons. The week after Soul Candy, actually, there was a guest lecture. And it was with Ina Garten and Marissa Mayer, right here in Angelica Hall. So, I didn't actually get a chance to go, but it was pretty interesting. And then last week, I didn't have a show because it was Thanksgiving break. So, I was at home enjoying, you know, eating a lot of food. But anyway, back to my recap. The last show I had, the babe of the week was Zoe Saldana, who, for those of you who don't know, was in Colombiana, Star Trek, The Losers, and Takers. So, that was last week's show. So, but tune in later to find out who's this week's Babe of the Week. Now, also my last show, I spoke of Neo's interview on Power 106 with Big Boy in the Morning. Now, Neo spoke of having slept with a certain celebrity, but, however, the R&B singer was being very coy about naming who it was. Big Boy had asked him several times, like, who is it? Is it a girl? He's like, yes. He's like, what's her name? And then Neo's like, all I can tell you is that she's got 10 fingers and 10 toes. So, once again, he wasn't really coming out with who it was, but he was just saying that it was someone, and he didn't want to give it away. But later on during the interview, he sang some of his popular songs, you know, with the instrumentals, and those songs were Let Me Love You from his newest album, Red, which stands for Realizing Every Dream, So Sick, which is from Year of the Gentleman, as well as his other hit single, Miss Independent. And once again, he was singing those a cappella, so there was no tuning of his voice at all. So if he sounded a little, you know, off, it's probably because it was about 6, 7 o'clock, maybe even 8 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, on to another recap I had. I spoke of Lil Wayne losing his lawsuit against Quincy Jones III. Quincy Jones III was the director of The Carter, the documentary about Lil Wayne. And, you know, Lil Wayne has previously dismissed the documentary, saying it's false, saying that he isn't exactly like that. But what are us viewers supposed to think when we just see him sitting in a hotel room, you know, just having a drink in a plastic cup and just recording music off the top of his head, not even writing down lyrics? So we're left to assume that that's all he does is drink, and then at some point during the documentary you just see him, you know, smoking marijuana, so you assume that's probably all he does. And so, you know, he didn't want to be cast in a certain light, so to speak. So he sued Quincy Jones III for making this documentary. But ultimately he lost because he couldn't fly to the Carter parents in Los Angeles due to suffering seizures the day or the night before. But yet, he was fine enough to take a bus all the way down to Miami. Well, actually, not Miami. I forgot where exactly he went. But he was fine enough to take a bus there and just have fun there. But yet, he couldn't take a bus to Los Angeles to meet his court date. So, when he couldn't make it, his lawyer ultimately was forced to play this video of his deposition to the jury. And basically, you can see how Lil Wayne didn't really care about the case, was making fun of the prosecutor. He seemed like it didn't affect him at all, which is probably why he lost in the first place. But anyway, he was ordered to pay a certain amount of money. I don't remember the exact number, but it wasn't much because whatever he had to pay, it was simply a dime in the bucket, you know, so to speak, for Lil Wayne due to his mass net worth. But anyway, that was a recap of my previous show. And once again, for all you listeners tuning in, this is Biggie's second to last show. He will have one show next week with unknown guests, if any. But for those of you just tuning in, this is, and you are listening to, The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. I'll take a quick commercial break and be back with my babe of the week along with some other hot topics. So tune in. Open Gangnam Style.
Shoot out like a geyser, break next some people up out beside her. The woman, you're hotter than the fire. I'm burning with love and I'd love to love her. I said forever I'd love to love her.
Sunshine girl, lighting up my world. What she does to me, she makes me say, whoa. Better than love. Sexy, 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 My mind's telling me no. But my body,
yep.
My body's telling me yes.
Yep.
Baby, I don't wanna hurt nobody.
I really don't.
But there is something that I,
yep,
must confess to you. I don't see nothing wrong.
Yep, yep, you know what that means. It is time for Big's Babe of the Week. So, as I previously stated earlier during my recap, the Babe of the Week for that week was Zoe Saldana. Now, this week's Babe of the Week is actually someone different. I went in a, I guess you can say, different direction. This person's a celebrity, of course. She's in one of those, you know, movies that got, that was made, you know, from a book. There's probably been, there's like five of them. The fifth one was just released. And let's just say she's hot, okay? Now, for those of you who haven't guessed yet, though, this week's Babe of the Week is Ashley Greene. Now, though, for those of you who don't know her, she was in Twilight, hence the movie made off of a book. The fifth one is actually, I think it's the fifth one, that was just released, which is entitled Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. And she plays the sister Alice Cullen. Now, some other news about her. She's presently had some nude pics released onto the internet that was supposedly taken like before she was 18. And her lawyers had threatened to sue any site that published them, but obviously, once, you know, something's put out there onto the internet, it's kind of hard to stop it because, you know, it could be on one site and, you know, someone will save it and then probably like put it on another site. But hey, you know, she tried to stop it and maybe it will stop. Who knows? She also, however, posed nude in body paint for Sobe advertisement. She's, from what I remember, the second celebrity to do it. The first one was Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck. And hey, I'm not gonna lie, she looked pretty hot in the body paint. But, there you have it though. Big's Babe of the Week was the one and only Miss Ashley Green. Now, for those of you just tuning in, however, you are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. And those of you who wish to call in, however, may dial this number, 415-482-3587. So, I will take another quick commercial break and be back with my next segment about Black Friday. So, tune in.
I wanna be more than a friend to ya. Nice to know ya. Let's do it again. How we did.
be more than a friend to you.
It was like food for all of my senses. Our time priceless, no expenses. Like water to all them dry trenches. She had a theme song for her every entrance. We had a dinner and a movie. Fire up the doobie. Great vibes. This girl school closer to me. I call her babe. She call me boogie. Her beauty, intelligence really moves me.
Nice to know ya. Let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend. Nice to know you. Let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to you.
This isn't my first rendezvous in a relationship. Well, round the graduated with love certificates. Hey, she wanna lover, a lover I'll be. Stimulated body and mentally. Hey, don't bust me straight up in a liar. Use up me surely if you want to cry. My love is real, not like them other guys. Feel sorry for who signed up, cause me, I win first prize.
Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya.
She looking pretty, real nice. Lightly room up, she have the perfect body type. Being with you is like being in paradise. Never seen a girl that can live up to the hype. She is a wife, I'm a BG, Molly, Tahiti, Madonna. Big up to the Caribbean girl, they keep it proper. All of me Latinos and all of me sexy mamas. Broken Corleone, giving you a holler.
Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya.
You know, someone loses someone they love every day. And I'm fortunate enough to still have you in my life. And I know I made some mistakes in the past, but I'm tired of making excuses. Listen.
For whatever might have been, and all that it never was, whatever I couldn't see, and all that I didn't want, there was a method to my madness, girl, that wasn't clear to me. Until the day I saw your face, when I saw everything. For I saw us dancing through sunshine and rain. And I saw us laughing through joy and through pain. And I saw time passing, but we did not change. And I still saw us together at the end of every day. Whenever you want it, whenever you need it, whatever you feel like it's gon' be like, you better believe it. Whenever you feel like dancing, you don't have to dance alone, no. You know, you should already know. I'm choosing you, I'm choosing you, I choose you, I choose you. I'm choosing you, yeah, I'm choosing you, yeah, I'm choosing you, I choose you. I felt you inside myself before I could even feel. I knew you like no one else, but still I couldn't tell. Oh, girl, none of it made sense to me, girl, none of it was real. Until the day I saw your face and it was clear to see.
Whenever you want it, whenever you want it, whenever you need it,
oh, whenever you need it, baby.
Whenever you feel like it's gon' be like, you better believe it.
You better believe it.
Whenever you feel like dancing, you
dance alone. No, no. You should already know.
I'm choosing you.
I'm choosing me.
I'm choosing you.
I'm choosing you, girl.
I'm choosing you.
I'm choosing you.
I'm choosing you.
You know that I'm choosing,
choosing you. Oh, I'm choosing you. I'm choosing you.
Choose you, yeah. Throughout all times, people have searched their lives, hoping that they might find the chance when they can make things right. Through my desire, thank God I found the fire. Oh, for everything has led me straight to you, you.
Whenever you want it, whenever you need it,
whenever you feel like it's gonna be like, you better believe it.
Oh, you better believe it.
Whenever you
feel like dancing,
you don't have to dance alone. No,
you know,
you should already know.
I'm choosing you. I'm choosing you. I choose you.
I choose you.
To hear myself? Okay, I do.
Girl, let me love you, and I will love you until you learn to love yourself. Girl, let me love you, a heart of darkness that's brought to light. I'll take you there. Girl, let me love you, baby. Girl, let me love you. Let me love you. Girl, let me love you, baby.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough.
Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, oh, oh. You don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see, you'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe. You don't know, oh, oh. You don't know you're beautiful, oh, oh. That's what makes you beautiful.
Good evening, listeners. Sorry about that long commercial break. I was a little bit busy, if you know what I mean. But anyway, you are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. In the studio with me, I have one guest. Guest, tell the listeners your name.
Hi, guys. I'm DJ Bella.
So, DJ Bella, how does it feel to be on the radio?
Feels good. Just enjoy talking to people and having my voice heard about certain things, so it's cool.
Yeah, so how does it feel hearing yourself?
I like it. I mean, I feel like I hear myself enough every day, but I'm sure other people don't mind listening to me. I don't know, hopefully.
Hey, you know, you never know, because sometimes I don't even know what I sound like till I'm on the radio.
I don't know. I feel like I sound like a child.
Oh, you want to talk about sounding like a child? Let's talk about me, all right?
You don't sound like a child, though. Like, I legitimately sound like a 14-year-old girl.
I don't know. You sound sweet, so who knows? Sweet like sugar. I wouldn't know. But anyway, so let's talk about, I hear you're a fan of Twilight. Is that true?
Yes, I'm a fanatic of Twilight. I love the story. I love the plot. I love the characters. I love everything about it, from the setting to the characters themselves.
Oh, so what are you a fan of more so, the books or the movies?
Oh, well, I liked the books, the Twilight Eclipse and Twilight Breaking Dawn, especially Breaking Dawn, because when you read the book, you get the whole story at once instead of with the movie. I hated the fact that I had to see part two and then wait a year just to see part, you know, two. And it's like, I hate that. Like, I don't want to, like, oh, stop it right when she becomes a vampire and then wait a year to figure out what happens. Like, no. In the book, it's like, I finished that whole book in, like, 2 days. I was so into it.
You read? I'm shocked.
Oh, my gosh. No, I do read. Like, it depends on the book, though. It has to be, you know, obviously an entertaining book. And if it's a Twilight book, I'm all about it, you know? So.
Okay, what about school books? Do you read those?
That's a different story, Biggie.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask. I want to know, has anyone ever used this line? You're the Bella to my Edward.
Yes.
That's what I want to know.
Yes.
How many people?
Just two. Two people. But I always laugh because, I mean, I'm so into the story that, like, when people say it to me, I just can't take them seriously. Like, I have to laugh about it.
Oh, so no one swept you off your feet with the pickup line.
No. I don't know. Not really. I mean, for, like, 2 seconds, but then it goes away.
2 seconds, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty short, but I mean, hopefully I can use a great pickup line for you.
Oh my gosh.
Who knows? But anyway, who's your favorite character in the whole series?
It would definitely have to be Jacob. I'm all about Jacob.
Why is it the six-pack abs or what?
Partially, but I have, like, everything Jacob. Like, in my room, I have, like, 2 Jacob posters. I got a Jacob t-shirt, Jacob, like, figurine. I have, like, cutouts of Jacob from People magazine on my room.
That's not weird at all. Oh, cutouts.
I cut him, and then there was a picture of him and Edward together, and I folded over Edward's face and just put Jacob up.
Okay.
I mean, not to say that I don't like Edward, because I give him credit. Like, he's a good character, and, you know, he's essential to the story, but I just feel like Jacob's more my taste. So.
Oh, your taste, huh?
Yeah.
So you like those light skin guys, huh?
Light skin. Freaking, if you want to talk about light skin, that's all about Edward. He's more pale and, like, super light skin. That's his problem.
Oh, so you like those Indian guys then, okay?
No, I just think I like tan.
tan. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so all you males out there, DJ Bella likes tan guys. So go get a tan if you want to impress her. But anyway, where are those? Because I've been in a room, I've never seen any posters, any cutouts.
No, not in my room here, but in my room, like, at home with my parents.
If that's the case, I gotta go see that room.
No, dude, that room is, like, off limits to everybody, including my little brother, so.
Hey, you're away at college. Who knows what he does?
No.
He could go into your room.
Don't say that. If you're listening, Robert, get out of my room.
Well, he could even, you know, your parents could even take your stuff out and replace it with the home theater.
My dad actually joked with me about that. He's like, so I'm thinking about a man cave. And I'm like, that's mean. And he's like, yeah, you know, one day you might come home and your stuff's out on the lawn, but don't trip. Don't worry. Don't trip. You're going to throw my stuff out.
That's all right. You always got the couch to sleep on, right?
That's what he told me too. He was like, yeah, the guest bedroom. What guest bedroom? In the living room. That's mean.
I mean, I wouldn't know what the guest bedroom's like in the living room. Having slept on the couch multiple times.
Oh my gosh, I don't even think. I thank God for my mom, though, because if it wasn't for her, my dad would just throw my stuff out, like, oh, don't care.
Isn't that what moms are supposed to be, the caring type, though?
Yeah, I think that's where I get it from, because my dad's super, like, strict, but, I mean, I think that's why, like, I'm laid back and I really don't care, because, I mean, about what other people think or say, because it's just, like, I don't know, my dad's super, like, laid back, and my mom's more of the, like, caring, compassionate, nurturer kind of person.
Interesting.
But back to Twilight.
Okay, back to Twilight. Back to Twilight. What do you think of the name for the baby?
I thought it was really creative. I like the fact that they combined it, you know, Edward's mom and Bella's mom. Like, I would have never done that just because, like, I don't know. At first when I was reading it in the books, I was like, oh, that's a weird name to give to a baby, like Renesmee. Like, can you imagine growing up, like, what's your name? Renesmee? Like, I don't know, I just figured it would be really weird growing up with a name like that, but I guess, I don't know, it has meaning to them, so it's cool, but I would have gone with something, I guess, more traditional, but...
If that was your name, your actual name, Would you go by a nickname?
Yes. If my name was Renesmee, I would be like, call me Nessie. Or call me...
Nessie, huh?
Yeah, call me like...
Nasty
Ray.
Nessie, huh?
No, call me like... Ray or something. I don't know, that sounds like a guy name. Never mind. I don't know.
Hey, it could be inserted for both genders.
That's weird, though. I don't know. See, I'd be totally confused if my name was Renesmee, because I would... It would be a task to come up with a nickname for that.
Hey, kind of like the name, What, like Andriana, Andrea, and Andrew. Andy. Andy works for both.
Yeah.
You think about it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, like, Alex could be a girl and a guy named, like, Alex. Like, I've met a girl named
Alexandra.
Alex. No, I've literally met a girl named Alex, and I've met a guy named Alex. And so it's like, I don't know, when I found out her name was Alex, I thought that was just a nickname. I'm like, oh, you know, what's your real name? Alex. I was like, oh, I felt so retarded.
Hey, but anyway, back to Twilight. I've never seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen the movie. I've heard from, you know, your peeps.
Yeah.
Your posse. Anyway, how do you like the ending of the movie? No spoiler alerts, but in general, would you say it's a good ending, or would you say they could have done better?
I think it was good. I feel like it was more vivid in the books, obviously, but in the movie, it was like, it told the story in a way that at the end of the movie, I may or may not have cried. Not gonna say I did, not gonna say I didn't, but there's just, like, you know, a possibility may or may not have cried, but it was, it really, like, reached out and touched you, I guess.
Touched you, huh?
Yeah, like, emotionally.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought another way, but
no,
hey, you never know.
It touched your emotions, come on, Biggie.
I'm sorry, but taking you back to the first Twilight, what do you think of Stephanie Myers, her last name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her cameo in the movie. In the girl in the diner. If you remember that far back.
When they're in the diner together, like Bella and Edward, or who are you talking about?
I think it was Bella and her dad.
Oh, yeah.
Back when you were like 9 years old or whatever.
No. Oh my gosh, I'm not that young, but...
Okay, sorry. 10 years old, okay.
No, I was like... Maybe, whatever. Anyway, so like... I don't know, I liked it, like, it was, I have to be honest though, when I saw the first movie, I really thought that this was just gonna be one of those traditional love stories that they drag out, like, a vampire twist on star-crossed lovers, and I was just like, don't really think I'm gonna, you know, like, follow this that much. I may, because, you know, like, oh, okay, like, it's something to watch, but I didn't think it was gonna become like, oh my god, I have to see it, like a fanatic over it. But it ended up being like a movie, and no, not just the movies, but the books and the movies together, like they captured me. I liked it.
Oh, you liked it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you ever stay up till midnight to see any of them?
Yeah.
Which one?
I stayed up to see the midnight premiere of Twilight Eclipse. The third one.
Oh, that's the third one?
Yeah, the third one.
I've seen, the first four? I still haven't seen the fifth. I hope I see it. You never know.
Oh, yeah, that's the third one.
I'm trying to see it with the girl, but who knows if this girl actually wants to watch it with me. No one knows.
I don't know. Maybe you'll have to ask her, but...
Okay. Maybe I'll ask her after the show. If I bump into her, I'll ask her if she wants to watch it.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Now, the floor is yours. What else do you want to talk about Twilight?
Honestly, I don't know, the whole, like, okay, going back to the second movie.
New Moon, right?
Twilight, New Moon. Okay, the way that movie ended, I just have to, okay, because I remember as if it was, like, just this morning, I was sitting there with my friends, and my brother came too because I kind of dragged him along. But
your friends? I don't know that.
Wow, you're mean. But anyways,
I'm just kidding. Come on, That's fine. Saying I'm mean on the radio for the 10,000 listeners out there.
Sorry, guys. He's not really mean. I'm just giving him a hard time. But, yeah, the way Twilight New Moon ended, when I was so... I think that was the movie that did it for me. I after, like I said, the first movie, I was really kind of skeptical on where the plot was exactly going to go. But once I saw the second movie and how, you know, Jacob not only liked Bella, but he had like a kind of mysterious secret about himself too. And so I was like, oh, you know, I think it was the mystery that intrigued me the most. And so I was, you know, sitting there watching this, and it was really cool to see that, you know, oh my gosh, it's not just, you know, Edward that's a vampire who can't tell no one, but Jacob's also a werewolf and can't tell no one. So she's stuck like best friends with the werewolf, but she loves the vampire, and it's like, what's she gonna do? And I thought it was really cool because it ends like with him proposing to her, like, you know, you have to marry me, and it's just, like, you know, if you want to like be a vampire or something, like, you have to marry me. I won't change you unless you marry me. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's like weird. Like, cause I was thinking to myself, if that would have happened to me, I would have been like, you're weird. That's creepy. I don't do that, man. Like, I'm not about that life at all. And it's just like, you don't do that to people. You don't, oh, okay. If you want to be like me, you have to marry me. Like, you don't give people ultimatums like that. So I thought that was, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was just the whole, like, oh, I wanted to see what happened with Jacob, and that's where Jacob became, like, my favorite character. And then seeing the third movie was really cool, too, because, like, when you got to see their relationship get stronger when you thought it was going to get weaker because of how much you wanted to be with Edward. But, yeah, I liked, overall, how the last one ended, and who knows? Maybe there might be another one after that, because... I don't know, Stephanie Meyer's a great writer, so.
So, is it the second or the third movie that you gotta see Jacob buff?
The second.
And I'm sure that's your favorite one, isn't it?
I don't forget it.
Oh, okay. Now, do you like the second or the third? Which buffness of Jacob do you like?
I feel like in the second one, he practically doesn't own a shirt, so...
so that's your favorite, okay.
So that's, like, my favorite Jacob movie, but, like, in Eclipse, he kind of does... He does... Like, he takes a shirt off there, too, but it's more, like, for brief periods of time. Like, near the end of the movie is when he mostly does it, and then a few times in the beginning. But in the second one, it's, like, there's entire scenes with his shirt off, and I'm just, like... What do you have to do to yourself in order to get that ripped? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I heard you trained hard for, like, a year.
Yeah, I heard he wasn't he was on a really strict diet, and he was working out, like, 10 times a day, and okay. It's crazy.
So, would you prefer buffness like Taylor Lautner, or buffness like one of the other brothers? The one with short hair. Kellan Lutz's character.
Oh, Emmett.
Yeah, Emmett. Would you prefer Emmett's buffness or Jacob's buffness?
Well, Jacob's would be nice, but I mean, I like Emmett's too. Like, I don't know. If I were ever to, like, be with a guy that looked like either of them, I'd be satisfied. I'd be
okay. Oh, okay. So, for you men out there, DJ Taylor likes buff tan guys, okay? All right.
So does, like, 90% of all the women out there, FYI.
Hey, I don't know. Okay, do you prefer a guy with Edward's hair, Jacob's hair, or Jackson Rathbone's character's hair?
Jasper.
Oh, you prefer Jasper?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's his character name, Jasper.
Jasper, Edward, or Jacob's hair?
Jacob's, just because I like guys with, like, dark black hair. I don't know what it is. Like, brown hair is cool too, but I've always, for some reason, been into guys that have darker hair.
Alright, I guess that means I gotta color my hair black then.
Wow, okay.
And I guess I gotta start growing out my hair then to get hair like Jacob.
Oh my gosh.
Start hitting the gym again so I can get that six pack. Six pack of beer, I mean. Beer.
Six pack of beer.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Do you prefer Alice? If you were in their shoes, would you rather marry a vampire or a werewolf?
Oh my god, I'd go werewolf 100%.
Werewolf, huh?
Just because werewolves are really cool. Like, I don't know. In my opinion, like, I'd rather, if I was Bella, I'd rather be with Jacob because, okay, sure, her and Edward have the whole background, blah, blah, blah. They have a kid together. So some people might be like, oh, she's being supposed to be, you know, like, break their little future apart. But, I mean, to me, if I was faced with that same decision, I would choose Jacob because he's, like, he lives a normal human life. Like, he's going to grow old and die. So she would have never had to change in the first place. She could have stayed exactly the way she was, and he would have still loved her for who she was, and they would have been happy. End of story. And she wouldn't have had to change and be immortal like she had to do with Edward, whatever.
Oh, so you wouldn't want to be immortal?
No, who wants to live forever? That's a fool's wish.
Hey, I mean, why not?
No, because the only thing you get from living forever is seeing everyone you care about die.
But then at the same time, you get a very different girl.
Wow, okay, I guess that's a guy's dream.
Or for girls, if they're immortal, they can have any guy they want for as long as they want.
But what kind of gratification would you get from life if you, like, were just, like, a booty call, per se? Because you just, you know...
I wouldn't know. I've never been a booty call. Have you?
No, but I mean, like, you know, is it... I'm thinking realistically, like, if a female lived a life like that, where it's like, oh, I'm immortal, I can just, you know, wham, bam, thank you, sir, but it's just like, no, it's, you know.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, I know, but I changed it, because she's not going to say ma'am, she's a girl, you know.
Hey, I don't know, you know, okay, for all the male listeners out there, what would they have to do to woo you?
Oh my god, why are we talking about this? I feel like I'm on blast.
Hey, I don't know. Fine. This is a love game, okay? Now you have to let the male listeners, I should say, know what it takes to wine and dine a beauty like you, okay?
Why me? Why can't we just say a female of interest?
Okay, fine. A female here at Dominican who's a freshman, what would it take for a man, any man, to woo her?
Honestly, I think that, I mean, you just have to, I mean, some guys try and take it to, like, extremes and be all extravagant about it, but I feel like if you want to woo a female or a woman, the thing you need to know, like, you can't just meet them and be like, oh, I like her, she's, you know, attractive, and now I want to be with her, blah, blah, blah. But you need to actually get to know her. Because think about how much easier it would be to impress her if you knew, like, what her favorite movie was, or what her favorite type of food was, or her favorite type of candy, or that she likes to go for walks in the rain, or something like that. Like, if you knew these things about her, you could be like, oh, you know, well, what was it? One time, it was really cool, because my friend, she was with this guy for really long, and she ended up having, like, a really bad day one day, and he just, like, came by with, like, a whole, like, he bought an entire grocery bag of, like, her favorite candies, and, like, it made her day. Like, simple things like that. Like, guys try and take it to extremes and do things like that, put them on the put girls on the spot, but you don't need to do that. Like, all you need to do is be yourself, I guess. I know that sounds corny and cheesy, but I don't want to say it in, like, a cliche kind of way. It's more of like just a personal level. Like, the more personal it is, the more a female will like it. She has to feel like it's something that's special that you've only done with her, and not with, like, every other girl you go out with.
Okay, thanks, DJ Bella, for being on. I'm sorry, but that's all the time we actually have for today. Hope to have you on next week's show, my final show. But anyway, this is the Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for tuning in, and see you next week.